Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, Sherwin, S-C-H-W-E-R-I-N, address is 2801 Cohasset Road, apartment 231, Chico, California, 95973. 530-624-1746. Second address is 2930 Morseman, M-O-R-S-E-M-A-N, apartment 6, Chico, California, 95973, 530-624-1746. ID is 415, mother's phone 415-925-1609. ID is XXX4662. Insurance is Medicare, pharmacy is Safeway East Avenue. It is addressed to 2-Duesenberg, Florence Health Chico, 1740 Bruce Road, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95928-7945. ID is XXX. I'm sorry. Her phone is 530. His phone is 530-332-8877. Fax 530-441-6994. The clinical indication, neurological referral for a dementia evaluation. Dear Tobin Duesenberg and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Marcia Sherwin for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Marcia is a 77-year-old right-handed woman who was originally referred from the neurology clinic of Marin, M-A-R-I-N, Dr. I-L-K-C-A-N, second name is C-O-K-G-U-R-M-D, to Dr. Catherine A. Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, M-D, at the Brain Health Center in San Francisco. Subparagraph, other evaluations were requested to neuropsych testing at the Brain Health Center, Dr. Hoffman and Dr. Angelane. Following MR brain imaging that may have shown some asymmetric right hippocampal atrophy. A new paragraph. Maria was seen initially on August 8th with review of her current regimen and available medical records, noting treatment with donepezil 10 milligrams, mirtazapine 15 milligrams at bedtime, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, ophthalmic eye drops, new paragraph. At today's evaluation, she is taking LATANOPROST eye drops daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams, cetirizine, lisinopril 40 milligrams, BRIMONIDIRE. She has been prescribed trazodone due to insomnia, but is not taking the medication yet. New paragraph. At her initial evaluation, she was found to have clinical symptoms of possibly the development of cognitive decline with depression. New paragraph. She was provided and completed the quality of life questionnaires from the NIH, which were returned for review today, demonstrating a history of sleep disturbance. Lissy's vertically demonstrating a history of a sleep disturbance, a reduction in her positive affect and well-being. Moderate levels of chronic fatigue, moderate levels of anxiety, moderate levels of depression, moderate to severe levels of cognitive impairment, a reduction in her social roles and activities, with incomplete reporting of her ability to participate in social roles and activities, mild reduction in upper extremity fine motor and activities of daily living, some impairment in lower extremity motor function. She did not answer questions regarding a sense of self-stigmatization over her current problems. New paragraph, her comprehensive laboratory testing was abnormal. Showing an elevated morning cortisol. Unmeasurable levels of vitamin B3 and vitamin B3 and subphysiologic levels of vitamin B5. An abnormal cardiovascular evaluation lipid studies of total cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL cholesterol, non-HDL cholesterol, apolipoprotein B, and borderline subphysiologic levels of vitamin D. New paragraph. Review of her past medical history records indicates findings, let's see, vertically accelerated atrioventricular junctional rhythm. An episode of transient global amnesia, chronic fatigue syndrome, glaucoma, dyslipidemia, hypertension, memory reduction, obstructive sleep apnea, on Kaiser study, May 2018 with moderate OSA, chronic sleep disturbance, findings of solar elastosis, skin sun damage, previous findings of atrial fibrillation, supraventricular tachycardia, which was controlled with treatment of digoxin, a family history of lymphoma. New paragraph. Today, on reevaluation, with her clinical history of cognitive decline and her current findings, I've suggested the following diagnoses be evaluated and treated. Number one, we will refer her for sleep testing for exclusion and treatment of chronic sleep apnea. Number two, I'm referring her for high-resolution 3D brain neuroquantitative analysis for evaluation and exclusion of ischemic microvascular brain disease and the manifestations of cerebral degeneration with possible findings for Alzheimer's disorder. New paragraph, additional laboratory work, including 24-hour urine 5-HIAA and a chromogranin A level to exclude a neuroendocrine tumor that would be associated with carcinoid syndrome, for which he has a number of clinical manifestations. In the concurrent diagnosis of vitamin 3 deficiency related disease. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for a follow-up with the results of her testing. New paragraph. Therapeutic intervention today includes prescriptions for supplemental vitamin B3 niacinamide 500 milligrams and a therapeutic women's vitamin for women over 50. New paragraph. Our current findings and cognitive decline are most likely a combination of a multiplicity of ongoing medical factors. For which we will complete the evaluation and in the process do additional testing to exclude comorbid Alzheimer's disease now available for treatment. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.